And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us, myself and Charlie Grimes. And yes, I just got a news update a moment ago that the Electoral College, of course, met, and Joe Biden has the 270-plus electoral votes to become the next president of the United States. I believe that that will be confirmed or recounted by the Senate on January 6th. But again, I said this earlier, no surprises in what's happening at the moment, that, you know, barring some, you know, I don't even know what it would be, folks. I am not a constitutional scholar by any stretch of the imagination, unless there's something out there that I don't know about. You know, once and I said this originally, you know, wait till the electors meet is what I should say. And then, of course, things will be confirmed on January 6th. But, you know, at this point, barring something that I don't know about popping up, Joe Biden will be your next president. Is January? I thought it's the 6th. January 6th is what I. Charlie's telling me that it's. Say that again, Charlie. And Charlie's. So it's the 20th, Charlie? I thought Congress. Okay. I'll verify this. Charlie thinks that maybe I'm wrong on my dates. I'll do my best during the break to double check that and see if the Senate actually. I think I just read that it was the 6th of January, but I could be wrong. And then, of course, you know, inauguration days later in the month of January. But we'll double check all that just to make sure that I'm giving out correct information. That doesn't really matter at this point. So am I right? January 20th is when Congress meets? But when does the Senate confirm the elector votes? I thought that's January 6th. I think they confirm, because they have to confirm the electoral votes, I believe, to make sure there's no monkey motion, anything along those lines. I think that's the 6th, and then Inauguration Day is the 20th. Regardless, folks, and I know Franktown Firearms is coming up here in just a few minutes with their spot for the day, but bottom line is this. If you want to buy a gun, I would suggest you do it now. Am I worried that there's going to be some sort of a, you know, huge gun control measure that comes down from Joe Biden and stops everybody from buying a gun? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you right now that the fear of what I just said will happen, just like when Obama was president, and gun sales will take off. Great time to be a gun dealer, by the way, because gun sales are going to take off. Ammo sales are going to take off. They already have. They're going to continue to do that. So I'm not telling you to buy a gun because I think Joe's going to take them all away, although I do think that's in his toolbox. It's what he would love to do. But no, he's not going to do that immediately. But the fear of him doing that will drive the sales of guns through the roof. So if you've thought about buying a gun, I would suggest you get out to Franktown Firearms, get one ordered, get it done, get it handled, whatever it is you need to do to get that taken care of. I would suggest you get that done now. And if you've got any kind of a line on ammo, I would go ahead and try to get ammo purchased as quickly as possible as well, and or start reloading or do whatever it is you need to do, because I could see that actually going up as well. John and Cheyenne joining us now. John, what's going on today, sir?
Hey, brother. I was just listening to you. So on January 6th, because it has to wait until after the new Congress is seated.
Gotcha.
Which is January 4th.
Makes sense.
The House will count the votes for president, and the Senate will count the votes for vice president, going all the way back.
Okay.
And then they'll say yes or no. Now, one of the last cards, you know, if you're trying to fill to a straight flush from the middle, is Congress can object. In other words, seated congressmen can stand up and object and say, we object to this vote. We don't think it was right.
Yeah, well,
and then they go into some crazy process. Well, some Republicans could object, but then I think it goes through this whole voting thing before they would say, okay, we're going to throw it out and vote.
Right.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't either. No. And by the way, just as a side note, I'm glad you called in and said that, John. The other thing, too, that and maybe, John, you can – you know, you're more abreast of this than even I, but I keep getting, you know, different emails and things on Facebook and social media and all sorts of stuff where everybody's talking about, Trump had to wait for the Electoral College to meet to really prove how corrupt everything is. You know, then he's going to lower the boom. You know, honestly, John, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah, what could he do?
Nothing.
Unless he decides to declare martial law and himself a dictator, which
he's not
we
going
wouldn't
to
put up with on our side, which
right.
he won't do anyway, he's going to ride it out. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to torture Joe Biden in the media, on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else for the next 2 years. It's just going to torment him. He's going to second guess every decision of Biden. And it's probably going to get old after a while.
Probably.
Our biggest thing, and the reason I think it's the 6th and not the 5th, is because they don't want to confuse it with Election Day on the 5th.
I think what I had read was the 6th as well. So I think you're correct in that. I believe that. Yeah, you are. I mean, you're verifying what
right.
I thought. So, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. The new Congress has to be seated. And that's on the first work day of the new year, which is the 4th. So
makes sense.
It wouldn't be any sooner than that.
I said this during the first hour, too, John, though. But I mean, all these different conspiracies that are running around on our side. And I really wish our side would just say, OK. You know,
we lost.
The electors have now met. All of the, you know, prior to this objections and lawsuits and things that they tried to do, by the way. And by the way, got to give them a hand. They did what they thought they needed to do to get things handled. And do I believe, by the way, and I'll go on record saying this. Do I believe the election was stolen from Trump by the Democrats in numerous ways across the country? Absolutely, I do. Yes, I do believe that.
I think the fix was in.
Yeah, I agree. And I will say that. I mean, I think there was a lot of things, not only with Dominion, but with mail-in ballots, and they used COVID to their advantage and leveraged that thing as much as they could when it came to mail-in voting and all sorts of things that, frankly, wouldn't have been had it not been for COVID. But it is what it is, and you know what? That's the
they
outcome.
Were planning, when Hillary lost and they didn't expect it, they started planning this. I hate to say it, but they've been planning this for 4 years.
Agree.
But here's the deal. We have to hold the Senate. And then in 2 years, we got to go after the House. You got to take the House back.
I actually think, John,
it's close.
Depending upon what he does, it's already very close right now, depending upon what Biden does over the next 2 years. And if he does something, for example, like forgive student loans, like we just talked to Jared Stepman about a little bit ago, that's going to tick a lot of people off if that happens.
Okay, yeah. Here's the other thing, though. Is watch. There's two races that are so close in the House right now, but the Republicans are ahead. There's rumor, and this is, of course, conspiracy theory again, that Pelosi's going to pull some shenanigans and try to pull those two seats back. So watch that. One of them is Claudia Tenney out of New York 22, which is like on the Canadian border.
Okay.
And I think the other one is that guy in Iowa that won by 14 votes.
Well, the other rumors that are floating around, too, and again, I don't know if these are solid rumors or not, is that Pelosi stands to not be Speaker of the House, even though it's her own party.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of – I said this to my wife. If I was Kevin McCarthy, I would go to one of the moderates and say, listen, I'll have my whole party back you for Speaker if you can get the rest of the votes. Is a guy that's always on Maria Bartiromo's show in the morning out of Ohio. He's a real middle-of-the-road, old-school Democrat, like the kind that we grew up with. That wouldn't be nuts. And if they stood behind him and the Republicans backed him, then they could get
I don't see how any level-headed Democrat, John, could back Nancy Pelosi in just some of the wackadoodle things that she's done in the past 2 to 3 years. How anybody on that side of the fence could back her is beyond me, because she's nuts.
Because she's a brilliant politician and knows where all the bodies are buried.
And has the cash.
Yep, and she's going to use that to her advantage.
That's right, and she has the cash. Now, let's not forget that. She's a very wealthy woman.
Yep, and all those old smoke-filled room, backroom deals.
Agree.
She's the master at it.
Agree.
So don't be surprised if she's in charge on the 4th.
Well said, John. Good stuff. Thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it very much. As always, always good stuff from John and Cheyenne. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. We talked to them in the last hour, by the way. And yes, get that membership going. In fact, you can give that membership away at Extreme, which would help somebody out. Be a great Christmas gift idea, by the way. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
As I said earlier, folks, if you want to buy a gun, now is the time to get it done. And I mean that sincerely, not using scare tactics. It's just simply the way it's going to work. There are going to be a longer wait time to get guns. They're going to be in a more scarce supply, and demand will be high. So if you want to buy a gun, get it done now. Go to Franktown Firearms, find them at klzradio.com, or call 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms designed their indoor shooting range to be an oasis from the outside world where you can relax, unwind, and blow off a little steam. They've worked hard to keep their shelves stocked and prices low so they can provide a welcoming place to practice, learn, and take a break for a while. You may be seeing wiped out shelves everywhere else, but not at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms want to help you become an educated, well-trained, confident shooter. So they make sure you have everything you need to practice, including ammo. Buy a gun at Franktown, and they will have ammo for you to train with at a fair price. As a member of Franktown Firearms, you can reserve lane time 7 days a week, including after hours, so you can come by after work. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown. Mention Rush to Reason for a discount on your initiation fee. Franktown Firearms. Save money. Get treated well.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Other breaking news, we don't normally do this, but in this case we will. Attorney General William Barr will leave office before Christmas. That was announced today by, actually about a half an hour ago, by President Trump. The widely anticipated departure of Barr, the head of the Department of Justice, which, by the way, I believe he's part of the deep state anyways, just came moments after President-elect Joe Biden's victory over Trump was formalized by the Electoral College. Barr's resignation letter, shared on Twitter by Trump as he made the announcement, elaborately praised the president and said he felt proud to have played a role in the many successes and unprecedented achievements you have delivered for the American people. Your record is all the more historic because you accomplished it in the face of relentless and implacable resistance. Barr's letter reads, "Few could have weathered those attacks, much less forge ahead with a positive program for the country." So Barr's leaving, sounds like on good terms. You know, here's the reality, folks. He's gone no matter what anyways. He's not going to stay attorney general under Joe Biden. So is this good, bad, or otherwise? It's none, because he's not going to stay. There will be a major shakeup in all those positions as, you know, Joe Biden takes over anyway. So the reality is he's not going to stay there. So you might as well, you know, if I were him, I wouldn't have done it any differently. You leave now and wait and see what happens next. And I guess in the month or so that remains, Trump will probably appoint an interim individual, but that person will be replaced with whoever Joe Biden wants that to be, which I haven't the foggiest idea who that'll be. Some of the picks right now that Joe Biden has made are pretty sketchy at best. Will it be Andrew Cuomo? Yeah, could be, I guess. Oh, my word. Let's hope not. What a putz that guy is. He's a bigger putz than Biden. Anyways, we'll see what happens. But anyways, you know, it's a done deal. And, you know, could Barr have done more to have even helped Trump retain the presidency? I believe he could have and should have, but chose not to. So it's also why I will tell you that I think he's a part of the deep state and really isn't. I mean, did he do some good things? I don't know. Time will tell. You never know how good things are until you get a year or two down the road and really find out all the details. We'll find out then how it really is. All right. In other news, as a side note, I probably should have saved this for Thursday and given United Airlines the Darwin Award of the Week, but I have somebody else that wins that award. I'll say this today. Family was kicked off a United flight after a toddler, mind you, wouldn't wear the mask. A two-year-old. even though their policy says that those 2 years of age and above must wear a mask, which, by the way, whoever wrote that policy has never had a two-year-old. And what I mean by that is there are some two-year-olds that would put a mask on, not a problem. There's other two-year-olds that fat chance on getting a mask on that kid and having it on any way, shape, or form and have it actually work. And by the way, even the two-year-old that wears a mask isn't going to wear it effectively enough to really make any difference anyway. So some of these people that make these rules are dumb as rocks. United Airlines, whoever's leading you, you're as dumb as a rock. Yes, they kicked off a family from a flight here in Denver, Colorado family. They were going back to New Jersey to see family over the weekend. And because they couldn't get her to get the mask on, they wouldn't take off, and finally they escorted the family off the flight. In a time where you need every person possible to fly your airline, by the way, to keep yourself in business, why would you be so stupid as to do something like this? And yet, if there was a bailout to come on top of the ones that the airlines have already gotten, I'm sure United will be in line with their handout. Folks, I've got no words. As a business coach, this is stupidity at its finest. Again, when you need all the customers you possibly can gather up to fly your airline, why would you throw anyone off and then make bad press out of it at the same time? And you know this is going to go viral. It's going to go everywhere. It has. And, of course, United comes out with some stupid statement about, well, we're just looking out for the safety of our passengers. No, you're not, because wearing a mask in the first place isn't helping. So, no, you're not looking out for the safety of passengers. You're just being stupid. And now you're viral all over the place. And if anybody has a choice on where to fly, it's not going to be United, unless they have to. They're going to go someplace else. By the way, the WHO says in general, children aged 5 and under shouldn't be required to wear a mask. And yet United Airlines says, no, you got to get off the plane if your two-year-old toddler won't wear one. Again, where is common sense? It left the building, folks. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. We now live, I believe, I haven't lived in, you know, history past 1960s, but I do believe we have entered into an age where we are now the dumbest nation on the planet, one of the. We literally are entering into a new era of dumbness, of stupidity, literally. From all of the mask wearing, to all of the things that we're doing to enforce this, to airlines that are now taking, you know, two-year-olds off of airplanes because they won't wear a mask, we literally, folks, have entered into a new age of stupidity. Flat out. All common sense is gone. We're not teaching it any longer. We're teaching people to do nothing more than just follow rules. Dumb rules, by the way. Rules that have no validity to them. We're teaching people how to do that. And when they don't, we're going to make ourselves look really, really dumb and hurt our business. That's what United Airlines did. How do they recover from this? Time. It's the only way a company like this can recover. It's time, folks. And hopefully enough people that don't watch the news, that don't know that United is this dumb, and they get people to still fly their airlines. Even though I'm a pretty loyal United customer, I won't be after this. If I have a choice right now on anywhere to fly, they will be my last choice. Even though I have gazillion points with them, it will be my last choice. Why? Because they're dumb as rocks. Literally. Somebody was on some power trip on that flight and made those folks get off. Now, I realize there's always two sides to every story. I get that. I understand. But just having a policy that a two-year-old wear a mask is dumb, folks. I don't care at this point what the other side of the story is. I don't even care if the people were obnoxious in response to their kid wearing a mask. I don't care. Why? Because the whole thing's stupid to begin with. You should not force a two-year-old to wear a mask, period. Period. End of discussion. So I don't care if the parents were as obnoxious as all get out. Doesn't matter. They shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. That's my point. We'll talk to Richard, get his feelings on that here in a minute, get some sports update at the same time. Purify Chevrolet, though, is up next. And as I said earlier, my new C8 Corvette is at Purify Chevrolet. If you want to see what one looks like, there's not a lot of them actually out in the marketplace. You're free to go by and take a peek at it, take a look at it. They'll be sure to show you what's going on there, and they'll show you around and let you know what else they've got that's either on sale, on special, or what have you. They've got new and used, doesn't matter, and they've got a lot of vehicles on the used car lot that are not Chevrolet products, so they've got it all. You name it, they've got it. PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you want to pay for that kitchen or anything else around the house, pull some cash out or do a refi just because you want to lower your rate and save some money, Kirk can help you with that. And also do a new mortgage on a new property if that's what you want to do. You name it, Kurt's there to help. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. One thing also I wanted to talk about today, and we'll wait for Richard to call in here. In the meantime, there was a oil drilling company that wanted to put an order in with North Face. North Face, the company that makes jackets and all sorts of outer gear. But North Face wouldn't sell to this oil company because they said they wouldn't sell to them because they're an oil company. The oil company, of course, reminded North Face that without our industry, you don't generate and create anything that you create because it's because of us you even have the products you have to sell. Good for them, by the way, and another product I won't be buying anytime soon is North Face. Richard, welcome. What's going on?
Not too much. Yes, part of this, I guess the cancel culture of these companies are creating wars that I don't think they can win.
It's really dumb because I don't think, you know, at one time, just as a side note, this, I know we have got other things we can need to talk about, but let's go here for a minute. At one time, there really wasn't much competition for North Face. They kind of own that market on a, you know, really nice, you know, warm, lightweight jacket. In fact, they had all sorts of different jackets you could wear. But really, that, let's face it, they got started with, you know, the North Face, the cold side of the mountain, making sure people were warm. And they, and by the way, they built some very, very nice products and still do over the years. And at one time, we're almost not quite the only game in town, but on a retail level, probably were the leader and were the only game in town. But Richard, you and I both know that now that's not the case anymore. In fact, there's some stuff, there's some knockoffs, quote unquote, that's competing very well with North Face for a lot less money. And I think North Face is forgetting that.
Yeah, one thing that's becoming more and more clear, Dad, more, you know, abundantly clear, is it used to be, you know, top of the line, you know, okay, you spend the money, you're really getting what you're paid for sort of stuff. And now with technology and competition and, let's just be honest, capitalism at its finest, that's not the case with a lot of these companies, right? You're able to find some stuff for a lot cheaper. You know, there used to be, there's still some cases of, you know, smaller companies being well worth it. I just don't understand it. And I don't understand the statements that these companies are choosing to make, you know, with
their mouths.
Like, why can't you just stay out of it? I don't really care what your political belief is.
Right.
I just want to purchase your product and let you, you know, support you that way. And I think you're, and that's why you're starting to see, I think, more and more startups and more quote unquote knockoffs kind of popping up and people purchase, because I think some people are realizing, why don't I just keep my mouth shut as a business? I'm going to have, you know, both sides of the aisle buying from me and I'll be happy. You know, Michael Jordan had a famous line, right, since we're talking about sports, that Republicans buy sneakers too.
Right. Well, and the reality is the main competitors to North Face, which in this case, none of these are probably much better politically speaking than North Face, although I don't know if they've come out publicly and done some of the things that North Face just did. But Nike, Backcountry.com, Columbia Sportswear, Patagonia, and Canada Goose are some of the main competitors of Nike. By the way, all of those, I believe, I don't know about Columbia, but the rest of those are fairly liberal in their beliefs, including Nike. But to your point a moment ago, Richard, I don't know why these companies can't just shut up and say, you know, if you're an oil company and you want to buy a product, yeah, we'll sell it to you. We don't care.
Exactly. I just don't understand this idea that you... Now, okay, you know, if something is, you know, completely morally wrong, you're not... You know, okay, if you're a website and you don't want to be and you don't want to sell to a porn company, for example, you know, the hosting and stuff. Okay, like that is a little bit different. But in an oil company, like and this guy's right as far as the oil company goes, it doesn't make sense because
no, it's the oil company that's giving you the raw materials to even make the clothing. Yes. I mean, I'm looking at a jacket over here, a North Face jacket happens to be, because this all came out since I, you know, bought this thing, but I'm looking at one of my jackets here that I'll wear home tonight that if it wasn't for oil, wouldn't be made.
Exactly, and that's the, it's just like, okay, why, again, I just don't understand. Why do you care, and or you know, why do you have to speak up on something? And then, yeah, why do you care? Why do you care if an oil, I'm imagining the oil company was going to spend, you know, several to do that, and I'm sure that happens with businesses across the area, especially in times like now. You know, I'm sure North Face, you know, being an outerwear company and stuff, is doing well when people are getting, you know, outdoors and stuff. It's just, again, Dad, I don't know, you've always taught me that I don't understand why you would turn down dollars, you know, especially in today's economy, in today's market, unless there's just something, you know, completely morally wrong with that person, or, you know, they're going to get something, might as well just take advantage of it and take the person's money.
Well, and get then, the, and know, here we go, and this is the letter that this particular CEO this is the CEO of Innovex. He's writing to actually wrote this letter to Mr. Steve Rendell of the VF Corporation here in Greenwood Village. I am proud to be the CEO of Innovex Downhole Solutions. We are an industry-leading providing tools and technology to service oil and natural gas producers worldwide. Our work enables our customers, employees, and communities to thrive. Low-cost, reliable energy is critical, enabling humans to flourish. Oil and natural gas are the two primary resources humanity can use to create low-cost and reliable energy. The work of my company and our industry more broadly enables humans to have a quality of life and life expectancy that were unfathomable only a century ago. And he goes through all the different things that, you know, even the new Pfizer vaccine must be stored at 70 below Celsius. This would be impossible without low-cost and reliable energy. I mean, this guy goes through all the different things as to what energy is actually doing to help save the planet. And I'm thinking to myself, to your point a moment ago, Rich, are these people just that dumb that they don't understand what's going on?
I think part of it is that. Part of it is, you know, you win brownie points because, you know, the essentially a vocal minority as part of where your oil companies and stuff go. Because, again, you have a lot of left-leaning people that are like, oh, you have to go by oil companies. We're saving the world, right? And we're saving the climate, transitioning to renewable energy, which again, I know we can, you know, get into as far as oil being renewable or not. But for the sake of argument, it's funny because then you have people that live in real world and say there's not really much of a transition that can, happen because what are you replacing oil with, right? That, because okay, cars and fuel, we can talk about that one, but purchasing your or making your jacket, right? Making the freezers that we all need. I think 90% of what someone touches and uses in a day is going to consist of oil, right? I can't think of something right now.
If not 95 or higher. I mean, the reality is the majority of what people are involved with on a daily basis, from what's around their house to their car to their office to, you know, the technology it takes to even teach their kids right now if they're doing at-home learning. The reality is without petroleum, none, literally zero of that exists. None of it does. It all goes away.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that, you know, makes complete sense. And it goes to understand why companies...
I mean, in most cases, the roof over their head, not, you know, there are some concrete tile shingles, but for the most part, there's asphalt shingles as the roof over the head of the majority of these people that are talking about this stuff. And I guess they don't really understand where asphalt comes from. Oil. Let me give all a little tip. The reality is we can't live in today's society. We cannot live in a modern, functioning society on this planet in today's world without oil. Nothing else has been invented to replace it yet.
Well, and even you mentioned the concrete roof, right? You look at that and say, there's still oil that goes into making that.
True.
Because of the
That's
fuel
true.
Used to operate
true.
The machinery. And again, you're not finding good alternatives to do so. You know, people talk about, you know, having electric, you know, be the future, and you've got, you know, you got wind power, right? And you've got, you know, sun, solar, and all this stuff, but there's still lots of...
And I'll just give everybody a testimony on the electric car. For, you know, a lot of you know that I drive an electric car. I've got a Chevy Bolt. I've had it now for almost a year, and I drive it. Really, I bought it to do a lot of testing and even come on air and talk about this very subject. And the thing that the electric car world won't even tell people is on cold days like we have out right now, my normal in the summertime mileage distance is anywhere from 250 to 270, you know, 270 miles on a electric charge. Let's say it that way, on a fill-up. On a day like today when it's as cold as it is, I'm down into the 170s to 180s. I've lost literally 100 miles of range because of how cold it is, which they'll all tell you, well, you know, you only lose about 15 or 20% when it gets cold outside. Hogwash. No, you don't. I'm losing, I'd have to do the math right now, but if I'm losing 100 miles out of roughly 270, I'm losing almost 40%.
Yes.
It's a huge number that the electric car world will not tell you, is my point.
And here's the deal, Dad, is that is people should be educated on in the real world, you know, the real effects, rather than the talking points that, you know, in the headlines that really make waves as far as, you know, oil companies and they're so big and bad, when in reality, by having cheap oil, cheap and effective oil, I should say, you know, not dirty oil, everything else, but doing it that way gives us a leg up in a lot of things that we do, not only as a country, but just as a society. It allows us to do cheaper, create cheaper things, create those solar panels for cheaper, which helps us offset it. Because here's the deal, that I'm a fan of solar panels and your electric cars and all that sort of stuff. Because if we can create, as we were just talking about with when it comes to the economy, and you've got, you know, North Face has all these competitors, if you can create competition, what does it do? It drives down the prices, which in the end result, us consumers are the end beneficiary of that. So yeah,
well, let's real quick, Richard, let's even talk. As far as I know, and Charlie, you can correct me, Richard, you can correct me, but last I checked, the way these vaccines will most likely be distributed is in a syringe format, right? It'll be some sort of an injection, correct? Well, doesn't the syringe itself, the plastic syringe, last time I checked, there was rubber and plastic that are made of those disposable syringes. Are those not made of oil? Am I missing something?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they finally, you know, started to, you know, create quote unquote alternatives, you know, of, you know, plastics and stuff. But again, it's still the cheapest and the most effective way to make plastics is using oil.
That's what I thought. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. Gino's Auto Service is next, folks. That's Gino's with a J. They'd love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, especially as we head into Christmas next week. Make sure your vehicle's in top working order. It's Gino'sAutoservice.com. Gino's with a J. 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not so fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard Rush with us, Dan joining us also as we speak. Dan, welcome. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I just wanted to make a comment here. I had a friend that went up skiing. I think he had the Bolt. I'm not sure if that was the car.
Okay.
But he skied all day, and he came back down to the car, and he couldn't make it back to Denver. Okay? It was so cold.
Yep.
That his range just dropped.
Oh, it drops like a rock. Absolutely. And that's some of the things that they won't tell you.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
So he was really upset because then he missed the social deal that he had down in Denver. So he was hot. But I just thought I'd let you know that's the big problem. And if you let that car sit out in the cold all day skiing up there in the mountains, I mean, if you drive up, you probably got what? 70 miles?
Up you're about 40 miles, roughly up or so. So, you know, you're trying to make an 80 to 100-mile round trip. But like I said, my car this morning was 180 is what my range was. So, yeah, if you go up there and that thing even gets down to zero, yeah, you may have a tough time getting back, especially if you didn't need driving around before you went up, Dan.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Yeah, well said.
All right.
No, you're right, spot on. No, thank you very much. Yep. And Richard, yeah, that's the stuff, and you and I are, you know, do the car stuff on a regular basis, and that's the stuff that even the car manufacturers, and I've even challenged them on it. I know they know that, but they won't admit that and tell the populace that you're losing 35% of your range when it gets cold outside.
Well, because again, that's the inconvenient truth, right?
And
part it would potentially prohibit someone from doing so. Even Tesla, and I think that Tesla obviously is leading the industry in that regard, and I like a lot of Elon and what he said, you know, especially of late, but that's one of the things that they have yet to figure out, Dad, and they have yet to figure out how to accomplish that. So again, even let's just say that happened with your car, right, or with your current, you know, current, let's say fuel evaporated for whatever reason, because it's essentially what's happening, right? It fuel is essentially going away without you even doing anything. Well, you stop at a gas station, you know, fuel up, and you're good to go. And then it goes back into, and this is another problem. Okay, supercharging stations and charging stations aren't yet readily available enough to, I think, make a difference.
No.
And so I think that's something that, again, people also don't, well, people know more about that issue, and they're trying to fix part of that problem, but you're 100% correct. If you were selling a product and said that for some people, you know, some of the time this product's only going to work about 60 to 70% of its full capacity, and there's really nothing we can do about it, you're not really going to have much.
Spot on. You're exactly right. And therein again, the truth in advertising thing comes to play, and frankly, they're just not very truthful in it. All right, let's talk sports for a little bit. We don't have a ton of time left, about 5 minutes or so is all. What went on over the weekend in sports?
So you had, obviously you had NFL going on, kind of entering their last little bit of the season. You've got NFL, or not NFL, college football, which is entering their last little leg. The Pac-12 is an utter disaster. That's the division, or the league.
Yeah, you know what, that's one I haven't even really followed in. Much. What went on there? I know the Buffs lost,
so basically,
I didn't know they were playing. That's how out of touch I am.
So basically the Pac-12, you know, had it in their start. Essentially the team with the best conference record in each division would go to the championship. Well, because of COVID protocols and everything else, not necessarily, you know, the spread of COVID on a team, but because of the Pac-12 and their crazy, you know, contact tracing stuff going on, and they're following part of California's crazy health critics and everything else, or health officials, essentially only part of the games were played. And CU, and again, we've talked about their liberal stance and stuff, so I'm not supporting that. This is talking about the football in general. They haven't had any COVID issues themselves. They've had two games, one with Arizona State, one with USC, canceled in back-to-back week. Now, they're able to fill one of those games with a San Diego State, an opponent, a Mountain West opponent. They won. Anyway, CU was undefeated going into this past weekend. But essentially what had happened is if CU had won and USC had lost, which vice versa, CU lost and USC had won, even if that had happened, or you basically if they had been tied going into it, CU wouldn't have been able to go to the title game, because they wouldn't have had as many division wins, or they would have quote-unquote tied with USC, but USC had a better winning percentage because they had fewer of their games canceled, makes any sense. And the Pac-12 essentially has been refusing to do that. Well, now they put USC won, so they went to the title game. Well, the team across in the other division, Washington, their game was canceled last week because of COVID protocols. Well, they aren't going to be able to field a team this week either, against USC. Well, so then the second place finisher, Oregon, who has two losses, mind you, and CU only has one, they are moving on to play each other.
Unbelievable.
So basically, Oregon's kind of moving into it. Well, here's the deal. Oregon and CU never played. I don't think Oregon and USC played either. But one of the games that CU was supposed to play in, as I mentioned, was USC. They never had a chance to kind of settle, right? Who's the best in my division? You would think that it would be USC because they're technically undefeated and such, but that was never settled. So instead of letting USC and Colorado play, you know, essentially amending, having the chancellors and the presidents amend this, the Pac-12 is essentially a dumpster fire and says, nope, Oregon, you get to go up and play. And so now CU, who is supposed to play Oregon this weekend, doesn't have an opponent to play. And the only way they have an opponent is if USC somehow has COVID issues, which is unlikely to happen now. And so really it's just a mess and just a disaster, and just kind of 2020 in a nutshell. And again, I 100% I think CU is, again, full of a bunch of, you know, nut jobs and a lot of other things up there, and they can't see the, you know, how much
right.
value football brings. But here's how dumb the Pac-12 is, Dad, is the college football playoff, I believe, if you get a team in it, Pac-12 did, I think the first year, but maybe not the second year, I'm not sure, is worth like $26 million. So even if for your conference, in addition to what you receive already, essentially
right.
it's the big money maker. So if you put a team in there, in which they probably would have been able to do this year had they decided to play a full schedule rather than this mishmash of nonsense that they kind of put on the place. And, you know, and, you know, basically only play six games, didn't allow for themselves to move it around or whatever it might be. Anyway, they would have essentially been able to guarantee themselves more money, or at least give them a shot at more money. But too many schools within the Pac-12 and their presidents and chancellors feel like academics, that's where we are going to succeed. Well, folks, all of you that really love Olympic sports and essentially non-revenue making sports, which for those of you that don't know is men's basketball and football, those are what drives the revenue to be able to play all of those other sports.
Right. Stanford, without that, you don't play those other sports.
Exactly. And they're being cut left and right because of COVID and because of college's challenges that they have been faced with of you're having, why would you pay to send someone when it's, you know, completely online, and why would you pay that amount of money? And I think people are realizing, you know, I really don't need to go to these higher education institutions to get, you know, the schooling and such.
I know we're getting tight on time, but, you know, in a couple of minutes here, how does the NFL then, if this college thing ends up going down the tubes, which maybe outside of the SEC it will, that may be the only thing left. Outside of that, how does the NFL get the people that it needs to field teams? Because that's where it comes from, is typically Division I football.
Yeah, let's be honest. I don't think Division I football is in jeopardy of going anywhere. And if it was, then the NFL would prop up a league and make a gazillion dollars doing that. But right now it's a free deal. And again, Dad, like I said, there's just too much money in college sports for that, especially in college football, for that to happen, especially amongst the schools themselves. Because people don't realize this, the NCAA makes a majority of their money from March Madness, the men's basketball tournament, not from anything else, and they actually really don't get that much from college football. But it's something, I think, more on a university-by-university basis. You're still going to have – because a lot of schools, like you said, the SEC, you would think that the Big Ten, the ACC, that know that's where their bread is buttered. So I don't know. I don't think anything's going to change. They're just – it's a frustrating experience, and it's like 2020 is supposed to be about, right, adapt to your surroundings. The Pac-12 is like, nah, we're not going to do that.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see how things go, you know, what happens down. I mean, I know all these schools, everybody out there is thinking the vaccine's a cure-all and that once we get a vaccine, everything will get back to normal. I think it will because of that, but it's not the cure-all.
Again, I think that you and I have talked about some of this, and even outside that, even some of these quote-unquote restrictions that we're having right now, masks, I know you and I have talked about that once essentially, you know, the nursing homes and the really elderly, you know, get this vaccine, I mean, I think a lot of these other regulations and stuff, I don't think it's going to be a flip-the-switch thing. I think that is going to take people pushing back against it, saying, you know, no, I'm done with this. Like, we bought in for long enough.
Right,
we got to get over, and I think you're starting to see some of that happen just in life in general. And yeah, you're right with college. College prices, for example, have been skyrocketing for however long now, and it's going to take the people finally pushing back and saying, "No, we're going to do something different."
Agree.
For it to change.
That's right. Well said. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you Friday when we do our movie reviews. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. It's all that Bruce does. He doesn't do any of the kind of mortgages, just reverse mortgages. So if you're 62 years of age or older and you're sitting on a pile of equity, you'd like to tap into that equity, you don't want to move, you maybe are struggling, or you'd like to do some things around the house, he's got the ability to help you. Give Bruce a call today, 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse.
NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yeah, I just want to make sure I passed along the North Face story to all of you, especially those of you that are thinking about Christmas presents and things along those lines. I'm not a boycott guy, but I would think twice about buying something right now that had the North Face insignia on it. There's a lot of other options out there where you can buy multiple other types of clothing and choices from other suppliers, and in some cases have just the same quality for a lot less money. And that's something else we could get into maybe on a different show, but I've done some different testing along those lines, and there's some other good companies out there that make similar products. Again, I'm not a boycott guy, but you know what? If somebody's going to be that boldly brazen about the oil and gas world, yeah, I'll find other choices on where I'm going to buy my outer garments. Let's just say it that way. All right. Kurt Rogers joining us next. We'll get an update on what's going on in the mortgage world. And then Dr. Julie Gatza will join us next after that. Five simple steps to kick your holiday sugar cravings. We'll be back. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.